I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bud Mishkin, and these are today's top local stories.
We had a fatal wrong-way car crash on the Southern State Parkway on Long Island earlier this week, and now another one, this time on the Henry Hudson Parkway, early this morning. 1010 Winds reporter Carol DiOria.
The search is now on for the driver of a pickup truck, the one that was driving southbound in the northbound lanes of the Henry Hudson Parkway at 165th Street in Washington Heights. It was at that spot that the police say the driver crashed into a Dodge Challenger that was headed north. Inside the Challenger were two men, one 40 years old, the other 38. Both were declared dead at nearby hospitals. As for the driver and the passenger inside the pickup, the driver ran away and the passenger was taken to Harlem Hospital. He's in stable condition. There's no word on whether drugs or alcohol were involved. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM at 165th Street.
A deadly motorcycle crash last night in Fresh Meadows, Queens. Police say a passenger was on the bike at 184th and 73rd Avenue. 21-year-old Juan Aguilar was killed. The bike sped into the intersection and hit a car. The bike's driver, a 17-year-old, was taken to the hospital in stable condition. Neither, according to authorities, was wearing a helmet. Driver of the car refused medical attention. Latest report of crime on the subways. Police say it happened at the 21st Street Queensbridge subway station in Queens. It's not clear if it happened on the F train or on the platform. Two men got into an argument this morning at around 10:40. One man attacked the other and then fled. Victim is hospitalized with cuts to the chest, nose, and arm. In Paterson, New Jersey, authorities are investigating the multiple stabbing of a 4-year-old girl. This neighbor spoke to reporters.
We just seen the lady, the mommy, holding her daughter, running out the house hysterically, and blood coming from everywhere.
A Paterson councilman told Eyewitness News that police are looking for the aunt of the young girl and that this was a family dispute. The victim is hospitalized in stable condition. Gun violence early this morning in the Rockland County town of Nyack. Police say three women were shot outside a restaurant on Route 59 just after 3 a.m. Police found one woman wounded at the restaurant. Two others drove themselves to a local hospital. None of the injuries appears to be life-threatening. The suspect is still at large. Nothing official on a motive, but police do not believe it is a random act of violence.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.